say the share this week is being sponsored by Rabbi Yossi Brachfeld, the Mishmash's Pasha's father, Moshe Yosef, Rabbi Moshe Ben Reza Hill, Al Shom, Yartzai Tes Nissan.
The Yalkut Shemoini in Sefer Shmuel, the Medrash, it brings and it asks, why are Noshim Chayiv in Mitzvahs only like Avodim and Ketanim? Why are Noshim not Chayiv in all Mitzvahs like Anoshim? We know, of course, the Mishnah says on Daf Chavtes that Mitzvahs Esei Shazman Groma Noshim Apotter, but the Medrash is asking why? What's the Pshat? So the Yalkut Shemoini says, Mipnei She'ein Lohen Elo Leiv Echod, because they only have Leiv Echod. As I state in Yalkut. Vos meint, ein lam elo leiv echad. So a lot of them first will explain, because they only have a yetzer toiv. They only have a yetzer toiv. The men have two, they have yetzer toiv and yetzer hara, so the men need more mitzvahs to keep them in check. Aber, the woman, ein lam elo leiv echad, they only have the yetzer toiv. It's interesting that the Zeis Ranan, which is a pirush on the Yalkut Shemoini, he says punk fakert. He says ein lam ela leiv echad, ein lam ela leiv echad. They only have the yetzer hara, and therefore we can't burden them with that many mitzvahs. They can't be burdened. So it's a svara lekanu lekan. What the beer in the Yalkut Shemoini is, we'll see. Maybe this will be negeya the etzem sugya. Lemaisa, the Mishnah says that mitzvahs esei shazman groma noshim apotter, the Gemara brings a shakel of atariya for a makar. Zman groma can mean night and day, a mitzvah that's only noyig by day, as opposed to night, like tefillin, mitzvahs, a mitzvah that's only by night, not by day, there are those. A mitzvah that's only during the week and not Shabbos, or a mitzvah that's only Shabbos, not during the week. And then you have the one about a date, the tarich, if it's only in Nisan, only in Tishrei, and ke'elu, sug mitzvahs. So you have to realize there are various kinds of zman gromas: the night-day factor, the Shabbos weekday factor, and the date of the year factor. All of these go under the characteristics of zman groma. As a general rule, mitzvahs esei shazman groma noshimar potter. There are of course exceptions to the rule: matzah, simcha, hakel. There are yalfusas for certain mitzvahs that there are exceptions to the rule, but that is the basic rule. There's a few important yesoides just to get started to open up the inyan. First of all, the Gemara says one of the classic examples of the Gemara that of a mitzvah's essay that's not Zman Groma is Micah. That's the list the Gemara gives. Mezuzah Micah, Aveda Shaloha Ken. Frek the Shara Melech, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Maharit, a lot of Gedolei Achroinim. Micah should be considered a Zman Groma. You can't build a Micah on Shabbos. You don't build a Micah on Shabbos, so it should be considered a Zman Groma. It's only during the week. We said one of the kinds of Zman Groma is the fact that it's during the week, not on Shabbos. A Micah, you don't build on Shabbos. As I frag in these Gedolei Achroinim. So Avada, there are many Micah Dikat Terutzim. That maybe the mitzvah of Micah is that it should be, not the Maisa of making the Micah. There are other Micah Dikat Terutzim. But the Zman Groma Dikat Terutz to this Kasha, Zok Di Gedolei Achroinim, they call it Arya Deravia Ale. And I would use Azal Loshen. Hilchis Micah? Maybe the mitzvah of Micah, not like you're answering. Really, it's to make the Micah. Well, see, so Michael in Agech. Over Hilchis Micah says, build me on Shabbos also. Hilchis Shabbos tells me not to. Zman Groma is, open up the rule book, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, wherever it says the rules of this mitzvah. In Hilchis Micah, it gives you a set of rules. It doesn't say anywhere in Hilchis Micah, not on Shabbos. Right? Tefillin, not on Shabbos. This, not on weekday. Not by night, not by this. Hilchis Micah doesn't say not to build me. Micah says, build me. But comes a lion called Shabbos and says, no, don't. That's called Arya de Reveale, and it's a yisoid that the Achroinim want to use, that when something is only Arya de Reveale, that's not considered Zman Groma. A lot of the Gedolei Achroinim answer that, and of course, for Mike itself, there could be other Terutzim. I once heard, though, another Terutz is that Micah, because you could build it, Al Yidei Goy, you could hire a Goy. Meaning, really, you'll say, we don't hold of Arya de Reveale. There's an Avnei Nezer that doesn't hold of Arya de Reveale. If he has a shtickle Torah, why why Noshim are chayiv in killing out the Shiva Amimin. They are nichlal in that melchama, but they're not nichlal in the melchama of Amalek. And the shtickle Torah is because by Amalek, it's to kill the Amalek itself, so it can't be doing on Shabbos because it's a melacha tzricha legufa. You need to kill the Amaleki, and that you can't do on Shabbos. And since you can't do it on Shabbos, so it's a zman groma. So Noshim apote from melchemes Amalek because it's a zman groma. As opposed to melchemes Shiva Amimin, it's just to go through the warfare. So even if you're killing the guy, it's only melacha she'enoy tzricha legufa. So it is noyeg on Shabbos. It's anyways only Arya the Revealer. You see, he understands that Arya the Revealer would also soif kol soif. It's not noyeg on Shabbos. It's a zman groma. So I heard once at Vart, there's a famous Shagasari. We're going to go through various mitzvahs under the scope of zman groma. There's a famous Shagasari that asks that it's Maduyik in the Rambam that Noshim apote from Ksiva Sefer Torah. And that's not our topic now, but Rabim Doshu Bazeh, why Noshim are potter from mitzvahs Ksiva Sefer Torah. Again, there are many Sefer Torah dedicated to Rutzim to this, but the Vart is, well, someone wanted to suggest like this, it's a zman groma, you can't write the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. We asked from Micah. So if the Torah says Ari the Revealer, same thing. Hilcha Sefer Torah says write me on Shabbos also. Hilcha Shabbos says not. But if you go that really, even something that's Ari the Revealer is also called zman groma. And what's the Torah to Micah? Because you could have a goyde with you. Not by Sefer Torah. Oy bazoi, hodar dina, that we have a new beer, a new pshat. Sefer Torah, ksiva Sefer Torah is a zman groma. It's a zman groma, because you can't do it on Shabbos. That's chidushim, because avada, the pashtus is, that when there's a mitzvah that can't be done because Hilchas Shabbos doesn't allow it, that's not called zman groma. Once again, the nusach. Hilchas Micah says, build me. Hilchas Shabbos says not to. A first cousin of this rule, Arya de Revealer, is another rule that the Achronim use, and it's called Miniyat Stodis. You can have mitzvahs that are taka bound by time, but it's not that mamish the gedorim of the mitzvah is to be at a certain time. The gedorim of the mitzvah is such that it's tully in something else, which that something else is tully in time. L'moshel. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav says that smicha. Hasmichas v'atnufas, that's tomorrow's daf? Or today's? Hasmichas v'atnufas. Smicha. There's a meat. B'nei Yisrael v'loi b'nei Yisrael. Frektoisis and Menachas daf tzadi gimel. Frektoisis. Smicha is only noyeg on the day. Because smicha of a korban, there's a Gemara, it says, Tekif l'smicha shchita. Tekif l'smicha shchita. When is shchita? Only by yon. Zok tois. Smicha also was only by yon. You can't do smicha at night. Since there's a rule of tekif l'smicha shchita, there's a rule of tekif l'smicha shchita, shchita is only by day. Memeila smicha is also only by day. Oy bazoi, smicha should be considered as man groma. And once again, this is a style question. Why do you need a miut? B'nei Yisrael, B'loi B'nei Yisrael. And that's why you're potter from smicha. Anyways, it's a zman groma. Now, one second. Why is smicha zman groma? When is it not noyig? At night? It's technically noyig at night. Just shchita has to be by day, and smicha, because of the rule of tekat smicha shchita. The Achroinim, Rabbi Kiveger, the Turiyev, and a lot of Achroinim, they call this, and I'm hinting that it's a first cousin of Ari the Revealer. It's called Meniyat Stodis. Rabbi Kiveger over there asks, Hashem Yor Einai, in Menachas Tav Tzadi Gimel, why is that a zman groma? Smicha could be at night also. Hilchas smicha doesn't have a limitation only by day or only by night. Smicha could be at night. That means there's another Oibra Chacham Kasha. Smicha could be the last 2 minutes of the night. 2 minutes before Alois HaShachar, you could do it. But some say, no, it's still zman groma because you can't do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. Meaning for zman groma, it's enough that it's noyeg by night and by day, or it has to be the entire night. I really could back it up. Smicha could be done 2 minutes before Alois HaShachar, but it can't be the entire night. But Rabbi Kiveger says more than that. It's not Bechlal's bound by time. Smicha doesn't have a time-bound thing. Grada, there's a Meniyat Stodis. This concept is used on many mitzvahs. And again, it's very similar to the other idea of Ari the Revealer. Ari the Revealer also lives. It's a Zaitik reason why I can't. After another's dogma, to bring out this point, there's the famous Fir Kashas from Bikurim. The Turi Evan has a Kasha. Fear kashas. It's only one kasha, but it's four kashas. We're going to have to cover a lot of mitzvahs to bring out the point, so let's plow through them. Bikurim. The Mishnah says in Bikurim that noshim may viois ve'enam kairos. We know by Bikurim there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah essay d'iraisa of havas Bikurim, and there's a mitzvah essay d'iraisa of mikra Bikurim. The Mishnah says that noshim, women, are chayiv in havas Bikurim, Avada, there's no chilik between men and women in Havas Bikurim. It's a chi of Bein al Isha, Bein al Ish. But Mikra Bikurim is only on men. Because there's a, by Mikra Bikurim, he says, Hadoma Asher Nasatali. The Einon Yecholus Loimar, Ho Hadoma Asher Nasatali. So again, we're setting up the four kashes. The Mishnah clearly says, Noshim Mevios, they are chayiv in Hava, the Einon Kairos, but they're not chayiv in Mikra. Kasha number one, Havas Bikurim is only until Chanukah. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, Ein Mevi in Bikurim. We start from Shavuos, but there's no Havas Bikurim after Chanukah. What then the Mishnah says, Mikra Bikurim, is only till Sukkis. So ready, that's ready. Two out of the four kasha. Shtayim Shein Arba. Why are Noshim Chayiv and Havas Bikurim? It's a Zman Grama, it's only from Shavuos till Chanukah. Also, why does the Mishnah have to say that they're potter from Mikra Bikurim? Taka, they're potter. But why does the Mishnah say because of Gzeres HaKosov? Anyways, it's a Zman Grama, it's only till Sukkis. That's the first two of the questions. Why is Bikurim Mevias Veinam Kairis? It's a Zman Grama, Havos till Chanukah, Mikras till Sukkis.
A man can't bring it into
any. Man can't. No one can't, because it's a Zman Grama. That's why it's a Zman Grama. Lashon should be potter always. The other two questions of this series is that the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chaf says all the mitzvahs that are noy kol ayoyim, elu dvarim shekshayim kol ayoyim me'alois ha-shachar ad tzeis ha-kachavim. It's a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chaf. A whole long list. The Rif's Girsa there is on the long list over there. It was recent. Megillah Daf Chaf wasn't that long ago. Yeah, the Daf Yemi. So the Mishnah says vidoy bikurim. Vidoy Bikurim, there's a Zag Girsa in the Rif, which means that Mikra Bikurim is only by night, by day. So we have another kasha now. Why do you need a pasuk that woman apata from? Mikra Bikurim. Anyways, it's a Zman Grama, it's only by Yoin. And last, and the Ferta kasha is, even Havas Bikurim. It doesn't say in the Mishnah in Megillah that Havas Bikurim is only by day. Oh, but if Mikra Bikurim is only by day, Memeila Havas Bikurim is only by day, because you have to do it together. Zok the Turei Evin and Rabbi Kiveger, and it's Rabbi Kiveger l'shitasei. It's not Zman Grama. This that Mikra Bikurim is only till Chanukah. It's not because it's bound by time. Like lulav is only on Tishrei from Tezvav Tishrei, you know, right? There's a din that when it's kol l'chayim in hasodah, there's no more din of Bikurim, and that's only till Chanukah. So it's not time bound. Similarly, this that Mikra Bikurim is only till Sukkis. It's because that's when the Zman Simcha is. So it's not that it's mamish bound by Zman. It's only in a time when there's Simcha. And the Simcha is only from Shavuos to Sukkos. Similarly, Havas Bikurim, where we ask that Havas Bikurim is only by day. Havas Bikurim. But that's only by default because of the Mikra Bikurim. So those three kashas are answered. It's still Shver, of course. If Mikra Bikurim itself is by day, that should still be considered a Zman Grama. That we'll have to see separately. But this brings out the idea of a mitzvah that is Meniyat Stodis. Another famous example that the Achronim use this call of Meniyat Stodis is that there's a Ramban, a famous Ramban. Afanart here in Daf Lamed Aleph, the Ramban says, even though the Gemara gave us examples of Zman Grumas, Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis, Tefillin, and a list of non-Zman Grumas, Mezuzah, Maik, Aveda, Shiloh, Hakan, Zok the Ramban, Tana V'Shayer. The truth is, the Braisa that mentioned these mitzvahs was Tana V'Shayer, because there's a whole long host of list of other mitzvahs that are Zman Grama or La Zman Grama that also apply this rule. And when the Ramban makes his list, he says, for the what? Yeah. By the non-Zman Gromas, he says, Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is an example of a mitzvah that's not Zman Grama, and therefore Noshim are Chayiv. Frek the Velt, Sfiras HaOmer is only by night. Sfiras HaOmer is only from Tezayin Nisan through Vav Sivan. It's Zman Grama. Why does the Ramban consider Sfiras HaOmer a mitzvah that's not Zman Grama? So, the famous raid of the Achronim is, this is also Meniyat Stadis. Is Sfiras HaOmer noyig b'zman hazeh? Machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban paskins that Sfiras HaOmer is noyig b'zman hazeh also. But other Rishonim say not. What's the Machlokes Talion? We don't have a Korban Omer b'zman hazeh. Now listen carefully. There's a mahalach to learn that the yesod of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is that when you makar of the Korban Omer, start counting from the Omer, from the Korban Omer. It's not a din in Zman. You would count, you're not counting from a Zman, you're counting from when you makar of the Korban Omer. And if you hold like the Shitas Rishonim that Sfiris HaOmer is Bizman HaZeh only Midrabanan, the Pshat is because it's only totally in the Korban. So it's not Zman Groma. Because it's not totally in Zman specifically, it's totally when the Korban is. The Korban is totally in Zman. But that's called Maniyat Stadus. It's not directly connected to Zman. As opposed, if you learn that Sfiris HaOmer, even Bizman HaZeh is a Deraisa, then Avad it's true that the mitzvah is from Tez Zayin Nisan through Vavsiv. And then Avad L'Chor, it should be considered a Zman Groma. But you can say a step further, it's a Harifah Stik Avart. You know why Sfiris HaOmer is not a Zman Groma? You know what Zman Groma means? Let's take a mitzvah of Lulav. There's a mitzvah of Lulav. When could you take a Lulav? Physically, when could you take a Lulav? By night, by day, on Shabbos, by weekday, in Tu B'Shvat, whenever you could take it. And Zot Hilchas Lulav, oh, one second, this Lulav, which you can technically take anytime, when is it? Oh, Tesvav Tishrei, through 7 days only. That's the Zman. That's a mitzvah, that's Zman Groma. It's a mitzvah that the physical act of it can be done anytime. And there's rules of the mitzvah that says only by day, only by night, only Shabbos, only weekday, only on a date. Sfiris HaOmer is the count of the days from Tez Zayin Nisan through Vav Sivan. The reason you can't do it in Shvat is because you don't have the lulav. You don't have the chefts of the mitzvah. The chefts of the mitzvah is Tez Zayin Nisan. The fact that you can't be doing it in Tishrei or in Shvat, that's not called Zman Groma. You don't have the chefts of the mitzvah. You don't have the lulav. The shofar, you don't have it. A shofar, you can blow a shofar anytime. Physically. So the Torah, the mitzvah is to do it, this is the dates, on Aleph Tishrei. Sfiris HaOmer is not b'chlal, totally in a time. One other mitzvah I want to get to, and then I want to build up an inyan. There's a famous Rambam, what?
About the fact people
only count the nights. Yeah, about the nights. So it could be the since you can count it the next day also. Maybe should be an issue. But we mentioned that Rambam, yeah, you're right. One more mitzvah is the mitzvah of Beis HaBechira, the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdosh. There's a Rambam, I think it was in the Maram Mekoyimus, the Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, says, Kulam Chayovim Bebinyan Beis HaMikdosh, Echod Anoshim Ve'Echod Noshim, K'mikshkon Shebamidbar. Women and men are both Chayiv to build the Beis HaMikdosh. He says, Echod Anoshim Ve'Echod Noshim. He says the men first. Which is interesting, just the Maimar HaMuskar, parenthetical statement, the Rambam says in Hilchis Chometz U'Matzah, when he's saying about saying the Seder, he says you should tell your children, Avodim Hayinu, you should tell your child, K'moy Shifcha Zu, K'moy Eved Zeh, we were Avodim like this Shifcha, or this Eved, I heard Akasha. We always put the men first. He should have said, K'moy Eved Zeh, K'moy Shifcha Zu. The Lashon of the Rambam is, we were Avodim like Shifcha Zu, or Eved Zeh. What?
The ma'isa with the Arab is not November.
What? Oh, that's more. It was more shchiach. But I heard a pshat because since Paray switched the tafkidim and that was part of the shivud Mitzrayim, so you're telling your son we were like a shivcha, and then you tell your daughter we were like an eved. It's taka going in order. Akoponim echad anosh. Yeah, came in the mishrabim. Yeah, that part you have. One second. Echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chayovin bebinyan beis hamikdash. The same halacha. Perak aleph halacha yud beis. The Rambam writes. Ein binyan beis hamikdash el bayoyim v'loy balaylo. Ein boyin es beis hamikdash b'shabbes. So it's a zman groma. It's only in weekday, not Shabbos. It's only by day, not by night. And at the same halacha, the Rambam says, kulam chayavim b'binyan beis hamikdash echad anoshim v'echad noshim. What's Kevin Zogin?
Because it's Shabbos.
Yeah. Oh, so we spoke that you came. I think a few minutes late. The first few minutes we said that is the aside of Arya de Reviale, that a mitzvah that Hilchis Maike, Hilchis Mikdash says, build me on Shabbos. Hilchis Shabbos says not to. We said a machloikas achroinim about that, but of course Shabbos is miyushiv based on Arya de Reviale. But what about
also not a mitzvah says Shazman Gromer, because Shabbos is Kviya Bekayim, Shabbos.
Oh, what we said, like, yeah, that's a good hour. The achroinim talk about that.
There's raid like that.
Now, one second. If Shabbos we took care of, but what about the fact that Beis HaMikdash is not Balayla? So the Achroinim say, in a Chanami, the actual building is not, but the preparations that are done and involved are Noyig, and there are various Terutzim. One very important Terutz is the Turi Evans Yisoid. He uses this for many mitzvahs, but we'll focus it for Beis HaMikdash. And he says, the Makor of Zman Grom is from Tefillin. Tefillin, you have to wear Tefillin every single day. When it comes night, it's not the Zman of Tefillin. The next morning, it's a new mitzvah. It's not the yesterday's mitzvah. Every day you have to wear tefillin. That's a mitzvah that's Zman Groma. Every day comes a new mitzvah. B'nei Beis HaMikdash, and there are many others like this, it's one mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. Only by day, not by night. But when it comes the next morning, it's the same mitzvah. It's yesterday's mitzvah again. It's nochamol, the same mitzvah. That's not called Zman Grama. Simply, there's many hasberim, but the simple chat is because the makor of Zman Grama is from tefillin. So it's similar to what tefillin is. Tefillin is a new mitzvah that gets entered every day. That's what's considered Zman Grama. If it's one mitzvah, yeah, but it was still Zman Grama because it's not from Sivan through the next Nisan, it's not negated. But the date is the other problem, that it's Zman Grama because of which date of the year it is. So what we did so far, and now I want to get to a build up in Inyan. We're discussing the mitzvah of Zman Grama. We have the Gemara. The Gemara tells us Sukkah Lulav Shaykh Tzitzis Tfilin are examples of Zman Grama. We've plowed through Maikeh, Smicha, Beis HaMikdash, Sfir Soimer. There are many others I'm skipping. I want to bring out a point though. What? Tzitzis, I don't know if, in the scope of it, I don't know if we'll get the Tzitzis. We'll see. We can discuss Tzitzis though. What I want to bring out is like this, a very important Yesoid. We said various Yesoidis of Yachroinim. Arya de Ravile is not a Zman Grama. Or when it's a mani, it's stodis. It's not directly tali in zman. It's only tali in something else that's tali in zman. But the shahad is like this. You can clarify chakira. What's the reason why nashim apote from zman groma? Let's say it clearly first in one sentence and then explain it. Is it a svara or is it a gzeres hakosef? This set nashim apote from zman groma. Hoshak of atari, from tefillin, from shloi shiksuv maboy and keechad. What's the reason? Is it a svara or is it a gzeres hakosef? And you should know, I don't want to delve on this a lot, but in the gedder of the din of shnei ksuv mabon kechad ein melamdin, or kuli alma shloisha ksuv mabon kechad ein melamdin, matzah simcha hakel are three mitzvahs that are zman groma, the nashim archayev. That teaches me that in other zman groma is their potter. Is it a yalfusa that it's a gzeres hakosef that nashim a potter from zman groma? Or just, you can't learn out from matzah, simcha, and hakel because it's a shloisha ksuvim. Meaning, azoif, it would just be matzah, faker, you would have said, azoif, you matzah, they're chayiv, it should gar be a makar, you're chayiv on all zman gromas. No, shloisha ksuvim abon kechad doesn't allow you to learn out. Fine, it doesn't allow you to learn out, but you still have to know what's the din, yeah or no. Then enters a svara. And I'm going to explain what that is. Is the mitzvah of zman groma that noshem apotter, is it a gzeres hakosev, flat out, yalfusa lehedya, or is it a svara? What could be the svara? So there's a Yisoid from the Pnei Yeshua, and more elaborate also in the Arsamech, he says it's Bekitzer, but the Vort, he takes it a step further. Again, this is a Yisoid from the Pnei Yeshua and the Arsamech, and they base it on Avudraham. The Avudraham, one of the Rishoyim, the Avudraham writes, Noshema Potter from Zman Groma. Because since Noshema are usually Meshubid to their husbands or their fathers, so they can have mitzvahs, but they can't be bound by time-related mitzvahs. Simply because if it's limited to a time, what do you mean? But she might be busy doing something else. You don't know. She has other shibudim. I know. I heard someone said it's only the derech melitza. But why was Yaakov Avinu misakin tefilas arvis? Because he had 12 kids, and when his wife said it's time to give baths to the 12, and she says echdav gain some mire, I've gained some mire. 12 kinder. So the woman is meshubit to the various time-bound things, and that's why Zokta Avudram, she can't be chayiv in time-bound mitzvahs.
It says time of the cross. It's not the marker.
I want to maybe say it's the marker. I hinted, I didn't want to elaborate on it, that if you learn Zman Groma, it's not a Yalfusa Faker. It's just that you can't learn out from matzah, so you're still now stuck at other name. You don't have Yalfusa yet. Then what's Yidan Sfar? So you do it's a Machalekis Rashi Toysis, and the Gedder is Zman Groma. But I want to build based on that. Is the din of Zman Groma Svara? Remember, we started the shiur. We said the Alkut Shemoni that the svara that Noshem Apotter is because she'ein lam elo leiv echod. We said either that means because they only have Yetzer Toiv and therefore don't need as many mitzvahs, or we said they only have Yetzer Hara, they can't be bound by so many mitzvahs. But that's a mahalach to go that it's a svara. Now, zog the Arsameach in one line. This itself is a whole shiur, but just the etzem zog of the Arsameach. Arsameach says, any mitzvah's essay, Shaz, this is a Ursameach in Hilchas Tumas Tzaraas Perikid Alf. It's the middle of a shtickle, but he says one line there. He says, any mitzvah's essay that's Zman Groma, a mitzvah's essay that's Zman Groma, it's bound by time, but it's possible to be done al yedei a shliach, you don't have to do it yourself, it's a mitzvah that you can make a shliach to do for you. Any such mitzvah, Noshem Archaif. Again, the p'tor of Noshim on a mitzvah's essay, Shazman Groma, you know, so Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis, Tefillin, you got to do that yourself. can't make a shliach to put tefillin for you. That's a separate shiur. But you can't make a shliach to put tefillin for you, do the lulav for you. You can't. Zok to arsamech. Any mitzvah that's a zman grama, but lemaisa you can make a shliach, then woman archive. Because, he says, the reason they're potter is because they can't be bound. They have to do other things, and they can't be bound to say, you got to do this within this time framework. But if it's not a problem, she could always make a shliach to do it for her. Any such mitzvah doesn't have the Torah's mangrum. He says that in one line. He says, uvazem yushiv mila noiser vibikurim. Uvazem yushiv mila noiser vibikurim. Vos meint? Bikurim, we mentioned the fear kashas before. Bikurim, havoas bikurim, you could send a shliach. There's no shliachas for mikro bikurim. A shliach doesn't do mikro bikurim. But havoas bikurim could be done in a shliach. That would answer our zman grom of bikurim's questions. Mila is, everyone knows the famous Tosfos on Daf Chav Tes that the Pasuk says, the Gemara darshins there, oisoi, kasher tziva, oisoi aleikim veloi oisoi, that only a father is chayiv to mal his son, not the mother. Frek, Tosfos af anar, one of the famous Tosfos in the chat. Anyways, it's a zman grom. Mila's only by eighth day, Mila's only by day. Not by night, so that's a separate share. This etlacha tzvansek tutsim to that kasha, but Dr. Ursameach, since you can make a shliach, that's why I would think she would be chayv. The pasuk says that she's not, but the reason why you can't pater al zman grom is because of that. And similarly, he's answering noiser. There's a famous question that why women don't have the mitzvah of sreifas noiser. If they don't have the mitzvah of sreifas noiser, because sreifas noiser is only by yoim not balayla. So then it should be a zman groma. It was like Noshim should get Malkus when they leave over Noisim. If the reason you don't get Malkus is because it's nitikla essay, women don't have that. And Noisim is a huge topic. But this is the point that Arsameach says. Any mitzvah that can be done on a day shliach, you don't have the Ptura zman groma. Now listen carefully what just happened. This Etzem Yisoid I saw in the Kuntres Shiurim from Rav Gustman, he brings out this Nakuda. You can clare, I'm saying it with my Nosavot, you can clare if zman groma is a gzeres akosav or it's a svar. Now listen. If it's a gzeres hakosev, then the ursameach's vort has no bearings. It's a gzeres hakosev that a mitzvah that's time-bound, you learn it out, the potter. Then you can't start telling them, but if you can make a shliach, it's different. Then who cares? L'mais, it's a zman grom, it's a gzeres hakosev. If it's a svara, the svara being that the woman's meshubit to time-bound things, so then you could start manipulating it with the ursameach's svara. But on the other hand, it's so gishmak. On the other hand, what were we discussing by Riches in the beginning of this year? That there are many lomdashi yisoidis that the Acharonim use. That if it's an Arya de Raviyale, it's not really Shabbos, it's based on something else, or a different thing that's based on the time that's causing it. It's not directly based on time, that's not called Zman Groma. Herzu. If it's a Gzeres HaKosev, that's true. Because in the Gedder of the Gzeres HaKosev, it's only a mitzvah that's directly tolling in time. That's the Gedder of the Gzeres HaKosev. But if it's a Svara, that you can't do things that are based on time, so you come along and you say, no, it's not really based on time. It would have been something else. It could. Who cares? But it's based on time. She's limited to time. She can't be bound by time-bound mitzvahs. So here's your choice now. You have two pathways. We'll just use Bikurim as a mushal, which can be applied to so many of them. Ones we mentioned and didn't mention. We asked that Bikurim should be a Zman Groma. Why are Noshim Chayev in Bikurim? It's a Zman Groma only till Chanukah, only till Sukkot, only by day. You can go with either mahalach, but you decide. If you want to go with the mahalach that the p'tur of zman groma is a svara, so then you use the arsameach shtickle. Bikurim, you could make a shliach. So the svara that she can't do it herself, okay, but she won't. But she'll make a shliach to do it. If you go that it's a gzeres hakosev, then you can't use the arsameach. But like we said, but then you have the other tzitzim. We spoke already on bikurim. It's not directly totally in time. It's totally in nimtze besada or simcha or other things. It's not directly tolling time. So we're taking the two options. We're taking the two options of what Zman Groma is, whether it's a Gzeres HaKosev or a Svara, and deciding which way we want to go in that pathway. But I want to go a little further. First of all,
those three psukim are Yesh HaNishtel.
Which ones? Oh, so that should be it should be a problem. I hear. You have to know, it also starts with a memat. You have to know which detail we should take out that it should be dummy for us, which not. You have to know. It's a richtige shayla.
So you think pshat is that the Chacham figured out that it's pasnished for a woman because she's meshubed?
That's what the Avud Raham... Well, not me.
No, but the Avud Raham would say it's the Arsameach. They're using it as time in the Krah.
I know. Okay,
that's the marker of the
Mamuzag and Achidash. Epis Mamuzag and Achidash in the Shia. Okay, so, but I want to give a little background information about this. Again, Taka will go. We'll go with your way. Davudram says that the reason Noshem Apata from Zman Groma, the time of the Krah, I want to say in Sharfer, he's saying good, that Noshem are meshubid to other things and therefore can't be told, you got to do this within this framework of time, you got to do it now, I got to do something else now. So, that's the Svar why the Apata. We said a tremendous chiddush from the Or Sameach, let's chazur it again because I want to give the background to it, that a mitzvah, that's Zman Groma, but a shliach could do it for you. So then you are chayv, and you can do it yourself. You don't have to make a shliach. But it's the fact that you could make a shliach shows that, okay, so it's not so limited. If I'm stuck, I have to do something else, give back to the kids. I make a shliach to do it for me. She could be chayv. And in one line, he says, uvazem yushev mila noiser bikurim. We can elaborate on that, but that's what he says. So I want to tell you an interesting story that goes, like, really goes backwards, back a little bit.
Maybe the arsameach means...
Yeah, let me... Okay. There's a pnei Yeshua in Beitza daflamid. And our Sameach doesn't bring it, but Be'emes, the Pnei Yeshua is connected to this directly. L'chayra. The Gemara says in Beit Zadav Lamed, famous Gemara, Mutav Shiyu Shoygin Va'ayu Meizidim, it was known that the woman was starting to prepare food near the end of Tzoyim Yom Kippur, and Knivas Yerek, it's a whole Shiloh, whether they're allowed or not, and the Gemara says, Besser, Mutav Shiyu Shoygin Va'ayu Meizidim. Now, it's before there in the Gemara that women are also chayiv. There it's already talking about Tosefes Yom Kippur. It's already Moitzi Yom Kippur, but there's a mitzvah Esed Doraisa to be Moisef for a few more minutes. Moisef Michael Alakoydish, Bein Betchilosi, Bein Besoifoi. And the assumption of the Gemara is that they're chayiv in that also. But don't give them Musar about it. Mutav Shiyushayigin Valyum Ezidim. Frek the Pnei Yeshua over there. Why are Noshim chayiv in Tosefes Yom Kippur? Why is the assumption of the Gemara that women are chayiv in Tosefes Yom Kippur? It's a Zman Groma. Why is the assumption of the Gemara so posh there in Beit Zadav Lamed? Again, the other Gemara is saying, don't even bother with them, because Mutav Shiyu Shoygin, that's a sugya, but I'm not doing that. But the Gemara is mavor that the chayiv, frek the Pnei Yeshua, it's a Zman Groma.
Close the time.
What?
Close the time.
Oh, but there's a Mefurash Apostle. One second. It goes like this. And there it's a Lav also. Lav and the Achai. Why is it so posh that they're chayiv in the Tosefes? So the Pnei Yeshua answers, and I want to twist it for something here, but the gist of what he says is, the Ptur of Zman Groma is a Svara. Again, I'm elaborating with the Avudram, I'm embellishing the Pnei Yeshua, but his word is, well, that's what we're going to say, a Mahalach here is, a mitzvah that you got to do, a mitzvah, kum ba'esei, but it's limited in time, only do it in this framework of time, like we said, there's a Svara, a woman can't be chayiv. But the Isser essay, by Yom Kippur, it's an Isser essay. There's no reason why there should be a limitation on an Isser essay for Zman Groma. Isser essay doesn't have the limitation of Zman Groma. That's the Pnei Yeshua's vort. Now the emissary, the Tzlach, over there in Beitza, he shrives, it's a Mam Sharf. And the Pnei Yeshua, he says, the Kash is not true and the Teretz is not true. The Kash is not true because, you know why Noshe Machayev in Tosefes Yom Kippur? In Furshi Gemara, in Sukkah Daf Chof Ches. Hoy Ezroch, L'Rabbi Snoshim, B'Tosefes Yom Kippur. There's especially Alfusa, Gzeres HaKosev, that Tosefes Yom Kippur is different than Noshim Achayim. And his Teretz is not true. He brings Tosin Kedushin here by Yosin Lamedal, that even by Yisurim, you say the Ptur of Zman Groma. So he mamashly rips it apart. Oh, but this Pnei Yeshua, this Pnei Yeshua is Mavur, the idea of the Arsamech, just a step lower. What's the Pnei Yeshua saying? That the Ptur of Zman Groma is only when you're limited in time and you got to do something, the Torah says we can't make you do it. V'chule. Our Sameach took it a step further. Even if it's something that you got to do, mal your kid, burn the noiser, bring the bikurim. Oh, but you can make a shliach. So it's still, you're not so bound in time. The Our Sameach be'etzim is a step further on this Pnei Yeshua. That the whole Ptur of Zman Groma is, again, we're saying is a gather of it al-Kaponim is because of a Svara. So the Pnei Yeshua says, therefore, by Isser essay, it's not true. Our Sameach is taking it a step further, even by a Kiyam essay. But it's a Kiyam essay, such as Mila. Again, the issue of whether a woman should be chayv to mal her son. The Pasuk says, nah, why do you need a Pasuk? It's anyways Zman Groma. Or Bikurim. Or Noiser, since you could make a Shliach. That's why it's not going to be considered a Mila. So I saw a fascinating Chiddush in Shuvas Rabbi Kiveger. He's talking about this topic also. and he wants to say that an Isser essay maybe Noshim are maybe Yeh going to be able to be Chayev. But I looked at it a few times. He says, Amar the Gezach. He says, where's the Makar for such an idea? Makar, it's Xeris Akos of Zman Grama Yapot. Why should it be a Chiluk if it's an Isser essay or a Kiyam essay? I'm giving a Hezbo with Davud Ram. But he asks, Mecha Tesa. He says, phenomenal Chiddush. He says, the Pasuk in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches, that was Marbet, that Noshim Achayev and Tesefes Yom Kippur, it's not a local din for Tesefes Yom Kippur. That's the Makar, the Alfusa, the Kalter Akula, that Isser essay is different than Kiyam essay. It's a big idea. Kalachar Yarazay in Chuvi, he says it, that after the Makar of Ezrach Larabois is not a local din for Tesefes Yom Kippur. It's for everything. That means I don't have time for that now. I had a bigger Rechaz on this, but I'll say, what's one Akuda? I want to just wrap up a few Pesach things. But the thing is like this. I was clearing Amol that maybe Tosefes Yom Kippur is not Zman Groma. It's Minyan Tzedakos. Tosefes Yom Kippur you could do anytime you want. No, you got to do it next to Yom Kippur. And Doimon looks modern. What was the original Rabbi Kveger? Tekef l'smicha shchita. Smicha could be at night, aber tekef l'smicha shchita. Svir Simon. Tekef l'korban oimer, Svir Simon. Tekef l'Yom Kippur, Tosefes Yom Kippur. It's got to be there. But that's not Tolian Zman, it's Tolian Yom Kippur. I know Yom Kippur is Tolian Zman, and rather that they are Chai, but you can't go ask me from Tosefes Yom Kippur L'chayr is a parak lance. Miniat Stadis, it's not directly Tolian Zman. I didn't see anyone said such an idea. I see that friend of mine not learning like that. But it's interesting, Ha'ara, that the Chayr there should be Miniat Stadis on that.
Maybe there are Sameach that says Shlichus means it's not an Isha to get in. She can appoint a shliach who's a man, so men.
That's not what he says. That's not what he says. It's a nice verb. It's not what he says. I hear the verb, but it's not what he says. You can make another isha shliach. I'd comment that they would be chayiv and memele.
Take away from the mitzvah
achim on Erev. That's Yom Kippur Tikkun Kashrus. There's ways how to work that out. And when they did 2 days in Shanghai, there was a problem there. What they did with the. Where did they do the Tosefes Yom Kippur thing? Yeah, the MS. There's a lot of other mitzvahs also. And each one of them reopens the wound over here of the Indian of working out, like we discussed, that on one end, the Gzeres HaKos of the Kegeder of the Ptur Zman Groma and the Svar of the Kegeder of the Ptur Zman Groma, with the Nafka Minas B'nei, and we spoke B'Ktzara about some of them. I remember the first time I had the Schus to speak and learning with my wife Zayda, HaGoyin Rabbi Yaakov Yafin, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. He had yartzeit for his father, Rabbi Avram Yafin, on Erev Pesach, and it was taka before Pesach. And Keseder, he would, call it a rekula mamish, onaguz, mamish, azoi, everything balpeh. But he had a bezundra chavivas to the nyonim of far Pesach. And I remember the first time I spoke in him and learning was about this topic of Zman Groma, like Abi Pesach, I want to speak out on a kuda. And the last time I spoke to mamish when he wasn't well, the Sof Yom of Nochamol on this same kashiv, he said a different word. There's a stir in Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he says the rule of Zman Groma, and he says there are exceptions to the rule, and he goes through the whole setup, and then he goes through the whole Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he says, here are the mitzvahs that Noshim Achayim, and he starts wrapping them off. Mitzvah Kuf Yudalit, Kuf Nun, Kuf Deh, he gives the whole list. And over there it's Mavur, that Noshim are Chayiv in Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Yigarta Levincha, Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Are Noshim Chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's a Zman Groma. It's only at night. It's only on Tesvav Nisan. What? It should be a Zman Groma. The Rambam says, when he's giving the list of which mitzvahs Noshim Achayiv, there's a shy on the Gersel in the Frank Rambam, you check it out, but Pashtas the Gersel of Fanenu is that Noshim are Chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. The Kasha is that the Rambam, in Hilchas Avoy the Zorah, Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Noshim apote from the Ptur of Zman Groma. That's where he stells avek the Yisoid of Ptur of Zman Groma. And he goes and says, here are the exceptions to the rule. And he says, there's a Ptur of Zman Groma and there's a few mitzvahs that are exceptions to the rule. And he says which ones? Kiddush, Matzah. He doesn't say Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you're telling me Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is an exception to the rule, it should be in that Rambam. And by the way, this is a very important Rambam. L'moshel. We mentioned before, there's a kasha l'gabe Beis HaMikdash. We said many terutzim, few terutzim, we said that the Rambam says, Noshim are chayiv in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Ay, it's not noig Shabbos. Ay, it's not noig by day, by night. We said terutzim. There's a mo, there are achronim that want to say a teretz. The loshon of the Rambam there is, Echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chayoves bebinyan beis hamikdash kemishkan shebemidbar. It adds two words, kemishkan shebemidbar. So there are those that wanted to say, avad it's a zman grom, it's only noig b'choyl, not b'shavis. Avad it's a zman grom, it's only b'yoyim v'loy b'laylo. But it's a special tiras akosav, kemishkan shebemidbar. Va'anoshim tovu esayizim. It's a yoytzim in a klal. And that's what the Rambam is moisiv, kemishkan shebemidbar. I was talking about a mishkan. Avod, ashein avod. Over there, how come the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah doesn't put it on the list of the exceptions to the rule? If you go explain that it's not Zman Groma, we said it to Riyab, we said other Hezberim, to explain that it's not considered Zman Groma Meir. But if you want to say Taki is a Zman Groma, but it's an exception. You know, it's not on the list over there.
So, the
Sibbis is right, Mitzvah Chof Aleph, the Chinuch says Chayiv. Mitzvah Chof Aleph, yes.
Noshem
Chayiv. And the Rambam says Chayiv. But the Rambam in Avodah Zarah is not bringing it. He's not bringing it. So he had a whole stickle Torah with this two dinim and sipur, one din the Noshim archive, one they're not, and that's how he answered the stira, it's not for now, but he had a richas at this tzvei dinim. The other time he said, the Rambam's lashon is, chutz mimatzah v'kiddush b'leilei Pesach. He wanted to say, when the Rambam says v'kiddush b'leilei Pesach, it's alluding also to sipur, because there are rishonim that say that when you say kiddush, you're already mekayim, and it's a sipur. So the Rambam's already alluding to sipur and over there in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. A few minutes on Pesach, is there?
Yeah, yeah.
Finif minut.
10 minutes.
They say Yoitzris. The Olam says Yoitzris. There's Yoitzris. There's Yoitzris and Shabbos HaGadol. Yeah, we have a Siddur. The Yoitzris of Shabbos HaGadol was written. The last piyut in the Yoitzris was written by one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yosef Toiv Ellen. He was one of the Baalei HaTosfos. He wrote this piyut. Now this piyut be'emes is a limud. You could learn up the sugya of this piyut. You can make Berachas HaTorah right away and start learning this piyut. Alekei Aruchas. He goes through preparations for Pesach. Every word here, it's a rishon. You could medayik it like via toises, via rashba. And there's a lot of different diyukim and inyonim. But Mashal, he has 10 kashas. There's various mahalchim in the rishonim. How many kashas the Rabbi Manishtana? There's not a standard four. He has 10 kashas. But I want to tell him one inyan that he says, he's describing that Gada, that you do karpas, and you eat karpas or chasa, you toiv with charoises, he holds. And you make a hadoma. Then he continues, after karpas comes yachatz. V'kad ochel yechtz achas misholish matzahs. When you choytze the matzah, you take one of the three matzahs. He holds three matzahs. You do a most rishonim hold two matzahs. Most of Klal Yisrael does three, because they go with the Arizal. But emes, most of the rishonim taka say two matzahs. There is one sheet in the Torah that says on Friday night you should use three matzahs. Because where's the lechem mishnah? Azoy, for Pesach, the lechem mishnah goof is tzabroch in the matzah is lechem mishnah. But on Shabbos? Shabbos needs lechem mishnah, so there's a sheet that's habavliyim the Torah brings that taka when it's on Friday night you should use three matzahs. I don't know what the goyim did, but on El Shabbos, but most of Kaisel uses three. Anyways, you break the third matzah and he says kad echol yevtz achas mishalish matzahs ve'ein brocha ima memachnish kin brocha. You break the middle matzah and you don't make a brocha. What brocha don't you make? What brocha don't you make? You break the middle matzah and you don't make a bracha. So on Pesach, yeah, very good. On Pesach, everything goes with four: the fear kashas, the fear bonim, asach four. There's four matzahs also after you break it. That's what I'm saying. I had four pshatim. I'll say b'ktzara.
You have to start with a whole matzah.
Yeah, I'm gonna explain. Yavada.
Yeah.
There's a din to break the matzah, but I want to say like this: ve'ein bracha ima. The ain bracha im, which bracha? So, the Ketzara will say, I had four pshatim. Pasha pshat, a bracha of alasiyas yachatz. Maybe it's a mitzvah. And birchas a mitzvahs. I remember I saw afterwards, there's mefarshim that are mefarish this piyut. That's what they say. That's the pshat that they say. The printed mefarshim. There would be, maybe you would think, you should make a shekachonu alasiyas al yachatz. Hare, when you're starting yachatz, that's your shtelling avek. It's not part of Magid. People make that mistake. Holach ma'anyo is part of Yachatz. You're shtelling a vek that this is the lechem oini. You want to do lechem oini, lechem sha'oinim all of Dvarim Harbe on the lechem oni, which is a prusa, darkish oni prusa. That's why it's a big problem. The kid steals the matzah and he throws it in a different room. According to a lot of Rishonim, the ikar kiyum of matzah is what you're going to eat by afikoyim, according to a lot of Rishonim. You're not makayim lechem sha'oinim all of Dvarim Harbe on the matzah. Yeah, but the Rambam doesn't have yachatz. The Rambam says you do the yachatz right before Moitzi matzah. He doesn't have yachetz bechlal. But Pasha, the Indian of yachetz is you're breaking it in order to shtelevek lechem oini, sha'oinim ala dvarim harbe on a lechem oni. But the first thing, maybe it's a mitzvah. State it's not a mitzvah. At Sveik Pshar, I was thinking, maybe you should make an al natilas yadayim. Because, even though you're not eating it now, but you're touching it, and it's not so poshit, maybe that you're being metapa with the matzah, maybe should require an al natilas yadayim. Let's say the pshat.
You just washed.
You just washed without a bracha. Oh, so and that shalom wasn't mechayev. Okay. Say, mekal lakovich. A drit pshat. Good, good. We have to have four. The drit pshat. The emphasis, I have five. I want to wrap it up with a fifth one. So again, either it's a brichas mitzvah or an atilas yadayim. A drit pshat. The Avudraham writes that when we make shechiyonu by kiddush. Leila Seder, no, most people think you make Shechiyonu, the Shechiyonu goes on all the mitzvahs of the night. Davudram writes, no, he says, Be'emes, when you make Shechiyonu by Kiddush, have in mind, it's not going on the matzah yet. Because the matzah is still a shleima, it's not lechem oni, it's not broken yet, and the Shechiyonu doesn't go on the matzah. No, so when do you make Shechiyonu on the matzah? Zok Davudraham, at the end of Magid, when you did lechem oni, and you said the Magid, and then you make the bracha of Asher Golonu, you look at the nusach of the bracha of Asher Golonu, a chelik of the nusach of Asher Golonu is Shechiyonu Dikta. You're saying we should be zeichen next year, lechom and azvachon and psachon. The Asher Golonu is the Shechiyonu of the matzah. And again, why don't you do the Shechiyonu right away by Kiddush? Why doesn't the Shechiyonu of Kiddush apply to the matzah? Because it wasn't broken yet. Adkan, Tavudram. Zakech Rebzeh, Shein Epshat. There would have been a havamina that right when you break the matzah of Yachatz, oh, now it's appropriate. Macha Shechiyonu. Yet, Fish Minor, Nochamal, Tavudram, yeah? Tavudram says that you don't make the Shechiyonu until it's broken. And the mail of the Asher Golonu is the Shechiyonu. Efshev Olam Gemeit, you should make a Shechiyonu right when you break it. Now it's Lechem Oni. Ve'ein Brocha Ima. Mamach Nishkin Shechiyonu. The Feret Pshat is... Yeah, you've done. The Feret Pshat is... The Chasam Sofer writes, a new Pshat in Yachatz. He explains, Barichas, how the Inyan of Leila Seder is to be a Mitzri Be'emes and go out. Every year we go out of Mitzrayim. We take the Mitzrayim that's in us out of us. We have to really make a Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have to make a Yitzias Mitzrayim. I was telling the Oilam, there's a Sfasemes, that by Bir Chometz, you have to burn the candle, there's a minute, the candle, the feather, and the spoon, there's a minute to burn it all of it. So Sfasemes asked, the spoon touched the Chometz, and the feather also came in contact with the Chometz. Why do you have to burn the candle? You have to burn the candle. So he said, because you used it to look for Chometz. Azachta, you're using to zuch the chametz. So I have, someone was mirroring me that some people, they don't use a candle anymore. They have a flashlight from their iPhone. So that's fine, but then, remember the svasemes. So, you have to make a beer chametz. You heard the same joke. You have to hear the beer chametz. So 1 second. Zuch the chasam soifer. The theme of Leila Seder is that you start as a goy and you turn into a yid. He says, you know what yachatz is? A nupshan yachatz from the chasam soifer. What does a goy do when he eats? He breaks bread and he eats it. He makes a bracha. He makes a hamoitzi. Yeah. He breaks bread and he eats. So that's what we do. We chaitz in a matzah. We're like ready to eat. We are goy. And we don't make a bracha. But then we do magi. We don't make a hamoitzi. We do magi. We become a yid. Then we can do a hamoitzi matzah. So what's the ein bracha ima zogich? Look, the chasam zayfer. Ein bracha ima. Mamach nishta hamoitzi. So again, a wrap up. Four pshotim. By yachatz, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha asher kachonu ala siyas yachatz. Nishkin atilos yadayim. Nishken Shechiyonu or Nishken Hamoitzi. Someone was more irritated. We're going to end with this. A new pshat. Someone shamed to tell me a pshat. The line before was that you should toivel the carpus and charoisi. He rather goes with charoisi. You toivel and charoisi, you make a adoma. He says, what's a bayer nefoshes? You don't make a bayer nefoshes. Now it's a stickle of a doichik in the Lashon. Listen what he says. You dip the carpus and charoisi, you make a adoma. And then you go to Yachatz. Meaning, why is he switching to yachatz if it means the burn of fushes? But Pshat is saying like this, go right away to yachatz, ein bracha ima, don't make a burn of fushes on the early. So I made him with the nose, he didn't need a kazayis, yeah, the other one was a freck. Someone showed me, Toysen, this piyut was written by Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elim. Toysen Psochem Daf Kuf Tesvov brings from Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elim that when you make the hadoma on the karpas, you have in mind that it's also going on the morer, the shitasai. He's writing over here. Taka mekenzogin ve'ein bracha ima memachnis the burn of fashas. Can find us another pshat. We should be zoicha taka to lechom and azvachom and apsachom beizor Hashem.
There it goes.